Okay, now, fair warning, hold on to your seats. On Thursday night in New York, a music video by DJ Fatboy Slim and filmmaker Spike Jonze could win 9 silver statuettes from the 2001 MTV Music Video Awards. That's how many nominations their music video for the song Weapon of Choice earned. The video features actor Christopher Walken with trademark deadpan face dancing through a hotel lobby in the style of an MGM musical. The video combines fancy footwork and Matrix-style moments where Walken soars through the air. It's an odd fusion of old-fashioned dancing with modern-day electronica. And it was director Spike Jonze's idea to make Walken the video's light-footed star.
I thought it would be fun to film him dancing, and that's sort of the conception of the idea. So when I got the song from Norman Cook,
Fatboy Slim, Norman Cook, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know, I just sort of had that idea floating in the back of my head, and when I heard that song, I just thought that would be fun to film him for it.
Now, I guess most of our listeners will know Christopher Walken as this serious actor who plays scary characters, but you found out that he was a song and dance man from way back.
You know, I'd heard that and I'd seen him on Saturday Night Live, and I hadn't seen him dance in a while, but I just got excited about the opportunity to do that. And so I wrote up the idea into a letter and mailed him a letter and a song. And he called me back a couple of days later and said that he thought it'd be fun to do. And, you know, he got on a plane like 2 days later, and we rehearsed for 4 days and shot for 2 days in downtown Los Angeles at a Marriott.
Who did the choreography?
I worked with this choreographer named Michael Rooney, who I've worked with on a bunch of other jobs, and the two of us rehearsed for a couple of days before Christopher came and sort of did a rough sketch of it, and then when he came out, he added a lot to it, and so the sort of three of us together all sort of contributed to it.
Because it's very Gene Kelly-esque, you know, it's very old-fashioned, which is not the thing I would expect with a kind of hard-driving, up-to-the-minute modern pop song.
That's a style that I always think is really fun to film. Christopher grew up admiring those musicals, and he started when he was young, he started dancing in Broadway musicals in the sort of ensemble troupe as a little kid working on Broadway. So that was the stuff that he had been trained on, and that was sort of my taste also. And there's also some stuff in there that is just Christopher, as we were rehearsing, just coming up with stuff that was not really any dance genre. That was just sort of odd and unique. I mean, one specific thing is that when the music sort of breaks down a little bit, he goes into a real slow move where he's just sort of creeping towards the camera with his hands up, sort of like paws, and he's sort of doing this weird cat-like creep towards the camera. And that was, you know, something that, you know, we knew during that 25-second part of the music, we wanted to go from the table to this hallway, and, you know, we had some other move planned, and he said, what about this? And just sort of this very strange and unique move that he came up with.
Let me ask you about this genre of music videos. I mean, these things have taken on a life of their own. You've done other stuff, though. I mean, you've acted in Three Kings, you directed Being John Malkovich, you've done some commercials. But music videos must present a different kind of challenge. Why do you do them?
Mostly because I like the music, and I get excited about coming up with ideas for songs I like that would be fun to film. It's just fun to do. It's like within a month you can listen to a song, come up with an idea, and if the band likes the idea, then you can complete it.
Well, Spike Jonze, thanks for talking with us.
All right, thank you very much.